Blues FM with you Saturday nights from 8 till midnight on Jazz FM 91. I'm Danny Marks. One of the people we wanted to talk about was a terrific singer who made Toronto his home, originally from Hounslow, which is a part of London, England. Malcolm Tomlinson. He was in a band called Milkweed back in the Yorkville days and was a member of Syrinx as well. And he floated around. He married a gal that I used to go to North Toronto Collegiate with, Rabbit, her name was. That was her nickname, Gail DiRaggio, real name, Rabbit Tomlinson. And the two of them were quite a couple. They were real hippies, and Malcolm drove that 53 Dodge that he had. Anyway, he and I linked up in the 1970s and formed a bunch of bands together, and lo and behold, he got signed to A&M Records, and we got to be his band, and Malcolm and I were kind of a bit of a Righteous Brothers-like team. He has such a beautiful voice, a high voice like Sam Cooke or Rod Stewart, you know, great British R&B shouter, and my voice is considerably deeper, as you likely know. Anyway, we made two albums together, many great years, trying to make it big in the circuit. We backed up the Average White Band for a tour across Canada. We opened for Meatloaf at Massey Hall. I'm pretty sure I remember that. Played upstairs the Elmo Combo, downstairs the Elmo Combo, all over the place. And eventually we settled in to a long residency off and on at the Hotel Isabella. And Malcolm also fronted the Cameo Blues Band at the Hotel Isabella. Anyway, came the sad news last week that Malcolm has indeed died. And we were just struck because we hadn't seen him since the Pete Trainer party that was, I guess, 3 years ago now at the Opera House. Very saddened by this news, and sobering news it is, because life is a limited time offer. Seemed like the right moment, however, for us to pay tribute to Malcolm Tomlinson. Let's go back to his first album, which was called Coming Out of Nowhere. This was recorded at Jack Richardson's studio, Nimbus 9, on Hazelton. I believe the year would have been 1977. Yeah, remember that era? Great song from Malcolm. The Brecker Brothers on horns. Oh, and I remember who was in the band. Of course. We had Rick Burkett and Frank Yum Yum LaRusso. Those two guys are gone now, too. Oh, life is short. Thank goodness we have the music to remember. Malcolm Tomlinson, Fly On, my friend. well remember that song, Knockin' My Head, from Malcolm Tomlinson, his debut recording, Coming Out of Nowhere. And hearing it, just waves of nostalgia. I have not listened to this music since the mid-70s when we recorded it. And now, with the sad news of Malcolm Tomlinson's passing from this earth, we unearth the recordings once again and go back to witness just what a brilliant creative soul he was, and indeed tremendously unpretentious. He did not want to dress up for the show, to make show, even though his idols were guys like Little Richard and Jerry Lee Lewis. He loved those flamboyant characters, but boy, flamboyance was not part of the Malcolm Tomlinson aesthetic. He was purely about the music, and a lot of love there. Malcolm Tomlinson, rest in peace, brother. Traveled to New York City, the Hit Factory, to record those songs from Malcolm's second album, Rock and Roll Hermit, on A&M Records. And by we, I speak about Wally Cameron, the drummer. Now, Wally Cameron, it has been said, died 3 years ago. And yet, according to a friend on social media, Wally was spotted last week at the Birchmount Tavern. Can it be? Is Wally alive? And what of the other members of the band? Well, we know Scott Cushney moved to Hamilton and back to Toronto. He's alive. Chris Vickery, our bass player, not really sure. Chris had been in the Majestics. Now, please forgive me for just speculating, because one thing that we are certain of, and it's a very sad story indeed to have to tell you, but Malcolm Tomlinson has shuffled off his mortal coil. He is no longer around, leaving a great legacy of music. And as much as many of us in the city of Toronto encouraged him to please come back out again and please play again, he had a tremendous break when he was with A&M Records. But he struggled after that, went back to driving cab. Certainly there was a lot of hardship in his life. He left us a tremendous legacy of music, and my promise is to always remember and celebrate the lives of the greats.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Let me see you smile. Move up, move up, move up.
music of Malcolm Tomlinson never sounded sweeter nor more poignant than it does today, this many years later, from 1977, 87, 97, oh, that's 40 years ago since we recorded that stuff, and it does sound fresh, heartfelt, celebrated. Malcolm's story in the words of his song, and now the music lives on. He was a down-to-earth dude, loved his soccer, loved his sports, loved his brews, loved his rock and roll and rhythm and blues. Big fan of Jerry Lee Lewis. I remember that Malcolm told me while he was still living in Britain, he went to see a live show of Jerry Lee. And I wouldn't be surprised if he also saw Gene Vincent over there, too. You know, he was among that wave of rockers that, well, the same generation as the Beatles and the Stones themselves. They took rock and roll and rhythm and blues to heart. They found a way to reintroduce it back to us in North America, and we were captured by that. I was always in awe of Malcolm's soulfulness, and he must have seen something he liked about me, too, because we were inseparable for a good long time there. I missed him when we split and went our separate ways. And now in some crazy way, we're reunited. And if it falls to me to be the one to champion his spirit and his music, I will happily carry the Hartwell.
So hard sometimes.
Carry the heart well. There's the words and music and the sentiment from Malcolm Tomlinson. This is Blues FM, Saturday nights from 8 till midnight on Jazz FM 91. I'm Danny Marks, feeling the emotions this evening, absolutely, and hearing this music after so long away from it. Dave Bingham and John Bride waiting in the wings to come back and make some more comments. We're sticking with the hometown scene, celebrating folks like Dominic Triano, David Clayton Thomas, Little Jackie Shane, a few others, talking about the Yorkville scene, thinking about the friends who've gone on before, and connecting with those still with us. Blues FM, Saturday nights, on Jazz FM 91. Stay tuned.